like the first 2 weeks, like no work. I just talk to after date as many people as I can in the business and understand them as people, how they go about what they do, what their perspective is and so on, and the other people that you're going to be collaborating with as well, just getting to know them and what the perspective is from their position.
Welcome everyone to the 7 Minute Product Master Series podcast, and today we have Andrew. Andrew, we'll kick off with the first question. Give me a brief definition of UX design.
Like, you know, collection of methodologies and techniques to help you understand and provide for customers/users. That's the really dry, boring answer. I was thinking of a different way to kind of cut it. Sometimes in the job, it can feel like that film, Everything Everywhere All at Once. You're expected to, you know, do absolutely everything from visuals to like to research to like presenting and so on and so forth. So I'd say there isn't a clear definition for it. And I think that's a good thing as well in a lot of ways.
Thanks for that. Jumping on to question number two. So what's the biggest design mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
Shying away from leadership. I'm not going to be good at that. I like the design. I like the production end of things. So I'm going to stay with that. Once I actually started having a team and like doing the like mentorship and, you know, being that kind of leader, it really opened up a whole new world to me. And it made me understand a lot more about design and a lot more about people once I started doing it. And getting a bit more about myself as well. But, you know, like, you know, that I wasn't this like lone wolf, I guess, kind of think of myself as like doing that and taking that responsibility on earlier in my career. Like that's one of the mistakes I definitely made. And then just kind of seeing what I can do afterward has been, yeah, been an absolute revelation and has definitely made me a better designer, even though I do less of it these days.
Yeah. Basically, we should encourage everyone to take the risk or take the leap into moving into leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being that voice, we are communicators at the end of the day.
Yeah. That's true. Thank you for that. Next question. So what's one piece of common wisdom that you disagree with and why?
The main thing, like design thinking, man, like it drives me up the wall. I mean, I don't disagree with the methodologies in it, and I don't disagree with some of the outcomes of it. But what drives me up the wall is this idea of like, A, that it's unique amongst professions that designers have this thing called design thinking, and it's a mindset and everything, like nonsense, patent nonsense. And then the other thing is that it's this silver bullet that'll get you through anything. It's like, absolutely not true. I mean, you know, quick look at like design thinking fails. And it's just like you will find so many of them that are egregious. It's a great brand, like, what do they call it? IDEO have done really, really well out of it, and not disparaging them, but as a concept, and when I see it in a job description, it's like, I'm not applying for that job. If that's what the leadership team of that business thinks that design is, then I know that I'm not right.
Yeah, interesting. That's a good point. Yeah, I'm not also a major or a huge fan of design thinking, so I do agree with that. The other question is, what's the best product design or business advice that you've ever received and why?
So it's like it's business. It would be more kind of business advice. And honestly, we are not your family. You know, it's definitely not unique amongst designers that, like, you know, you're in a job and you spend a lot of time there. But like at the end, you know, to get all political, but like, you know, we're living in capitalism and you're there to provide your service and then get paid at the end of it. And those people, as much as you might get on with them and you might have time with them afterwards, they are not your family. They are colleagues. And so for me, that was like, that kind of helped me kind of get that kind of a bit of emotional distance from the job. And so I wasn't putting everything into it. And that's a good thing. Because then it's like, you know, if you like 8 hours of the day, I'm fairly hardcore with like 8 hours of the day. That's what I spend at work. And then all the other, and as much other time as possible, I'm doing other things. And like once I kind of started that separation, again, it made me better. I was able to kind of like segment, kind of think about things better in the moment. And yeah, I'm a big advocate as well for like, let's all just do 4 days a week, because, you know, I'm sure I can knock this out of the park in 4 days.
For sure. Yeah.
Companies are there to do one thing, and like, you know, they don't really care about you at the end of the day. Again, it's like companies made by people, and some of them might care about you, but the company as a whole absolutely doesn't.
Yeah, thanks for that. But yeah, I do advocate for 4 days a week.
Yeah.
Next question. What's working best in your design process right now?
I started a new role recently, so it's another kind of parental leave cover. Same as my last role, and I've really been liking that kind of jumping around roles. But like I did it in the last place, and I did it in this one too. Like the first 2 weeks, like no work. I just talked to after date as many people as I can in the business, and understand them as people, how they go about what they do, what their perspective is, and so on, and the other people that you're going to be collaborating with as well, just getting to know them and what the perspective is from their position. I think just 2 weeks, no work, just talk to people and write notes about what you're hearing.
Yeah, that's a good tip. So next question. So what's the one thing every UX designer should learn?
Mm-hmm. I think it's like humility more than anything else. I think it's like there's a tendency amongst designers to kind of, like I was saying earlier on, like, you know, my attitude early in my career was like, you know, kind of lone wolf, I know best, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're not a magician and you're not a genius. You're, you know, you're somebody else working for a company like anybody else. I think it was like Erica Hall who said, like, design together, document alone. Being in a room with other people and using them as levers to help the whole thing get better. Like that's, you know, and being just being part of that, you know, being the person there to kind of communicate and everything.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The last question. So what's the one thing that you've learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
Since lockdown started, I started doing kind of online therapy and everything. Like it was said to me in previously by a lot of people, like, you know, you're very hard on yourself and so on. There's a difference between humility and being critical of yourself. And you can, you can give yourself constructive criticism without being, that was terrible, etc., etc. You don't need to hammer yourself against the wall trying to learn something that's just not going to, A, might not be useful to you, and B, you might just not get good at. So, yeah.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that. That's very personal. Definitely, people should look into talking to someone, especially about personal stuff. It really helps unload a lot, as well as you learn about yourself. And when you become self-aware, you can be able to deliver quality work and live a quality life.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.